Today's daf is Makis daf Beis, and we are at the beginning of a new Masechta, Mishnah, on daf Beis Amud Aleph. So Masechtas Makis, as you would expect, deals with the laws of Makis. Malkis Deiraisa, Arbon Yakenu, Makis Derabonon, also known as Makis Mardus. Stating that, we don't really get into the sugyas of Malkis until the third parak of Masechtas Makis. The primary sugya of the beginning of Masechtas Makis, really the first week, the first parak or so, are the laws of Edom Zoymim. Now, why is Edom Zoymim discussed in the beginning of Masechtas Makis? Because the Mishnah is going to begin with a tziur, or tziurim, where Edom Zoymim get punished for lying, and the punishment that they get is Makis. So it's for that reason Masechtas Makis starts with Edom Zoymim. But the first sugya is not Makis, the first sugya is really Edom Zoymim. So before we begin, a little bit of an introduction. The pasuk says in Parsha Shoftim, it's Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Vav. Al pi shnayim edim o shloisha edim yumas ames, lo yumas al pi ed echad. This is how we know the halacha, that if edim walk into Beis Din and say that somebody did something for which he's chayiv misa. So we just finished learning Masechtas Sanhedrin. We know there's arba misas Beis Din, skila, sreifa, herek, chenek. The Mishnah lists which averis beget which misas Beis Din. But the point is that if Edom are going to walk into Beis Din and say that somebody did something for which he's chayiv misas Beis Din, you would need al pi shnayim edim or shloisha edim in order for it to be yumas ames. But lo yumas al pi edechad. You need two edim. Al pi shnayim edim yakum davar. Pasuk again in Parshas Shoftim, forwarding a little bit. Perek Yutes Pasuk Tesvav. Lo yakum ed echad beish lechol avoin ulechol chatos bechol chet asheyechta. Al pi shnei edim or al pi shloisha edim yakum davar. That pasuk is talking about dinei mamonis. That means if somebody wants to be mechayev somebody mamon with edim, how many edim would you need? Two edim. So you need two edim to give somebody misas bezin. You need two edim in order to be chayev somebody mom. We know. Chazal learning Zera Shava, Dover Dover. It says in the Parsh of Arayos, Ki Matzah Ba'ervas Dover. And it says, this pasuk we just read by Dine Mominus, Al Pishne Edim, Oy Al Pishloisha Edim, Yakum Dover. Just like by Dine Mominus, it's Al Pishne Edim. So too, when it comes to Dover Shava Erva, you need two Edim as well. So there's three areas in the Torah, three areas in Halacha, where the only time Beis Din can do something, the only time Beis Din can impact something, is if Edim came. But how many Edim? Two. Dine Mominus, Misas Beis Din, and Dover Shava Erva. Now we know that if Edom walk in and Edom say something happened, in Beis Din's mind, they have to go about their business assuming that that's what happened. Unless they have reason to suspect that there's something wrong with the credibility of this witness, then, obviously, they would have to look into who the witness is. But assuming a person walks in, they don't know much about him, this person has a cheskas kashrus, we assume that anything that he says is true. And even though in Svar it doesn't really make so much sense, because just because two people said that something happened doesn't mean for sure that that's what happened. Maybe they're lying. It doesn't matter. There's Xeris HaKosev, this beautiful Lashonis from the Rambam, where the Rambam talks about this. There's Xeris HaKosev that we have to accept what the Edom said as being 100% true. Which means that if connected what the Edom are saying, there are mitigating factors. There are certain things suggesting that maybe the story is not what the Edom said. There's a roiv keneged the Edom. There's a migu keneged the Edom. There's chazokis keneged the Edom. There's svexfeke keneged the Edom. It doesn't matter. We assume that whatever the Edom said is 100% true. That's this gzeres akosav of al pishnayim Edom yumas hames that it says by Mises Beis Din, of al pishnei Edom yakum davar that it says by Dinei Mominus, and through the gzeres shava davar davar you have by Dover Sheba Erver as well. The question is, what happens if two Edom walk into Beis Din and say something happened? And then two other Edom walk into Beis Din and contradict what the two Edom said. So now, you have two Edom saying, for example, that Reuven killed Shimon. So Reuven's a Ritzeach, Reuven's Chayev Saif. But you have two other Edom walking into Beis Din saying, Reuven didn't kill Shimon. Somebody else killed Shimon. So what do you do now? On the one hand, you have two Edom saying, Reuven did kill Shimon. And Al Pishnayim Edim. But then again, you have two Edim saying that Reuven didn't kill Shimon. So you have Al Pishnayim Edim on the other side. Edim is Birr. If I have Edim on this side, I have Edim on that side, what do I do? Or what if the same would be true in the case of Dinei Mominus? Two Edim say Reuven owes Shimon $1,000. Two Edim walk into Beis Din and say Reuven does not owe Shimon $1,000. On the one hand, I have Al Pishnayim Edim Yakum Dover saying that Reuven does owe Shimon $1,000. But I paid him in the reverse as well. So this is what we know in Halacha, what we know in Gemara, in Ksubas Tavchav, and some of the most difficult sugyas in Shas, as a trey or trey. I have two Edom saying one way, I have another two Edom saying another way. So obviously, on the one hand, I have the perfect birur on the one side, but I have the perfect birur on the other side. So the Halacha is when you have a trey or trey, you don't do anything. Trey or trey, you leave it by a suffix. Shailon the Gemara is trey or trey sveikid da iraisa or trey or trey sveikid rabbana. Lamai nafkemina, if I have a chazaka or if I have a roiv, could it be machria this suffix? Usually, roiv, chazaka is, there's a whole shulchan aruch. Some of the most difficult sugyas in Shas, starting from Ksubas Daf Tes forward, deal with how Bezdin treats a suffix. So there's a shailon the Gemara. If a suffix trey or trey is treated like an ordinary suffix, or maybe not, maybe it can't be treated as an ordinary suffix. But the point is, that's poshit. That if you have two Edom saying one thing and another two Edom saying another thing, there's no svara to say that one pair of Edom are the real Edom. My chazes de samchis ahani, smay chahani. So what you're left with is a suffix. In fact, there's another sugi in Shas, Bava Basra daf lamed aleph amid beis, where the Gemara discusses these two Edom, the two sets of Edom. Would they be kosher Edom to go say Edus now in another context? It's Machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. Beis kitei Edom hamakhishoi zu ezu. Rav Huna said, zu ba b'fnei atzmo mi'ida, v'zu ba b'fnei atzmo mi'ida. Rav Chisda said, b'hadi sa'ad ishakri lovely. Why do you want to get involved in these Edom? Two of these Edom are for sure lying. The bottom line is, if you have trey kitei Edom hamakhishoi zu ezu, so two Edom said one thing, another two Edom said another thing. In Svara, there's no reason to assume and pick and choose which Edom we think are telling the truth. What you do is you leave it with a suffix, Sveiki de Raisa, Sveiki de Rabbanon. Maybe the two Edom are kosher to say another Edus, maybe they're not kosher to say another Edus. Again, it touches on some of the most festus sugis in Shas. That's the halacha of an ordinary trader. Stating that, there's one big exception to the rule, and that leads us to the halacha of Zoymimim. So what exactly is the idea of Hazama? So again, these are psukim in the Torah, ambiguous psukim in the Torah, and it's in Parsha Shoftim, Perik Yutes. It begins with Pasuk Tezayin. The Pasuk says, Ki yakum eit chamas be'ish la'anois b'yisara, va'amdu shnei anoshim asher lehem ariv, lefnei ha'ashem, so something's going on here. There's some sort of court case and they're standing in front of the Kohanim, in front of the Shoftim, they're in Bezdin. They realize now that there were Edom that are testified in this court and they had testified falsely. You punish the Edom that lied. What punishment do you give them? You give them the punishment that they wanted this person unlawfully to get. That's pretty sharp. Everybody that was there, everyone witnessed these Edom lie. There's four times in the Torah where the Torah uses such a nusach. If you remember, the Gemara discussed this in Masechtas Sanhedrin, where the Gemara said, Arba Tzrichin Haskaraza. There were four people that got Mrs. Bezdin, but it wasn't enough that we killed them. We had to add insult to injury. We were machris, we were mafarsimit. They sent out Pashkevillin. According to one man, they waited until the Yidden were Oyler Regal to do it publicly. But the point is that they wanted literally, in a very literal sense, Vahanish. And one of them is the Edom Zoymimim. These people lied in Bezdin. They were over, by the way, one of the Ten Commandments. It's one of the Aseres HaDibros. So you know already you're dealing with something pretty serious. But the point is we punish them. The punishment we give them is Kashizam and Lasis La'achiv. And we do it in a very public forum. We want everybody to know, to make sure that that something like this never ever happens again. So the Torah is describing a concept of Hazama. It's a play off the word Vasisam Loy Kashizam and Lasis La'achiv, where Edom said, Edus, they were liars, we're going to punish them, and we're going to do it in a very, very public form. What the Torah didn't say, however, is what happened exactly. What exactly took place? How does somebody become an Edzayim? So for that, we need the Torah Shel Ba'al-Peh, and it's a Mishnah, Masechtas Makis, Daf Hei Amud Aleph, and it's discussed right here in the beginning of the Masechta. That is, say Chazal, you know what happened? Two Edom walked into Bezdin, and they said, Reuven killed Shimon. and two other Edom walked into Bezin, and they were makrish, these two Edom. But they weren't just makrish them by saying, no, it's not true, Reuven didn't kill Shimon. They were makrish them in a very acute way, in a very specific way. They said, heichatem me'idim, how could you say that you saw Reuven kill Shimon Sunday morning? You were with us, Imanu Yisim, B'makom Pliny. We were doing something together Sunday morning. You weren't there. You were not at the scene of where you claim this Ritzicha took place. If that's the case, the halacha is, we believe the second pair of Edom. We don't believe the first pair of Edom. Meaning, the second Edom have an ability to tell Beis Din for sure that the two Edom that say that they saw Reuven kill Shimon are liars. Not only do we assume for sure they're liars, we dismiss their Edus, they become puzzle Edus, and they even get punished. What's the punishment? Now, if you think about it for a second, what difference is there between this case and a classic Trekite Edom HaMakrish Ezuazu? There really isn't that much of a difference. Okay, in Lumbus you could try to say something, but the bottom line is, at first glance, what you have is two Edom saying one way, two Edom saying another way. It's a he said, she said. That's what it is. Two Edom say, we saw Reuven kill Shimon Sunday morning. Two other Edom are saying, couldn't have happened. You know, I know it couldn't have happened because Imanu Yisim am complaining. Had they just said it didn't happen, you have to pull out your thumbs and start learning some of the most difficult sugyas in Shas. But because the second pair of Edom didn't merely makrish the first pair of Edom, but they came with a very specific nusach, imanu ha'yisem v'mal complaining. Now, all bets are off. We believe the second Edom, we don't believe the first Edom. The halacha is that we completely dismiss the Edus of the first Edom. So it's a chiddush. And you know who says it's a chiddush? Rava says it's a chiddush. This machloek is a bayi v'rava in Shas. When the Edom Zoymim become possible, l'mafreya hu nifsal, or mikanu lehaba hu nifsal. Abaya says, l'mafreya hu nifsa. Rava says, mikanu labo nifsa. What does that mean? Two Edom walked into Beis Din on Rish Chodesh Nisan, and they said Edus. 3 months later, two other Edom walked into Beis Din and were mazim, the first pair of Edom. So now we found out, through the Parsha of Hazama, that the first Edom were Edom Zoymimim. So the Edom Zoymimim now become Pasul Edus. There's nothing to talk about. So if they wanted to say Edus again, we wouldn't accept them. Abaya says, if they become Pasul Edus, l'mafreya, they become Pasul Edus. They become Pasul from Rish Chodesh Nisan, from the day that they lied to Bezin. So let's say they said Edus sometime between Rish Chodesh Nisan and 3 months later, when they were Huzam, all those Edusan are Betelem Umuvutalin. They're gone. You have to completely dismiss them. Rava says, no. Mikanu lo bo nifso. It's true that we believe the second pair of Edom. And it's true that the first pair of Edom are Edom Zoymim, and as a result, they're possible Edos here too forward, but not l'mafreya, only mikanu lo bo. Frank Tabaya, why? It doesn't make any sense. Says Rava, you know why? Because Edom Zoymim chiddishu. Really, it's a chiddish. The hatreyu treininu. Because in every case of Edom Zoymim, what you have is trey u'trey. My chaz is the tzayis lahani, hilkach. Being that it's a chiddush, despite the fact that we're going to go along with the chiddush, ein l'chabay ela mishas chiddush ve'elach. You can only make them possible from the shas chiddush. From the moment they became huzam, from there moving forward, they're going to be treated as Edom Zoymim. From there moving forward, they're going to be posel Edus. But to tell me that they're going to be posel Edus to Mafreya, that's something you don't have a right to do. So who said Edom Zoymim Chiddushu? Rav is the one that said Edom Zoymim Chiddushu. It's important to realize that the concept of Azama is so part and parcel of Edus that the Chachamim said that if two Edom would walk into Beis Din and they would say Edus, and we're going to speak out some raid about this later in the daf, if two Edom would walk into Beis Din and they would say Edus, and these Edom, or this Edus would be an Edus she'i ato yochel lahazima, that for some technical reason it would be impossible to be mekayim the laws of Hazama, the halacha is that Edus itself would be bottled. Meaning Hazama is such an important part of Edus that when Edom say Edus, the Edus has to be yochel lahazima. It has to be shayach to the laws of Hazama. And if the Edus is not shayach to the laws of Hazama, for some technical reason, meaning it would be impossible for two other Edom to walk into Beis Din and be Mazanam, for example, if the Edom wouldn't tell you when it happened. So if the Edom don't say when it happened, then it'd be impossible for two other Edom to say, Imanu Yisim, but more complaining, but he says, man, it's not something that would be possible. So if the Edus is Iyat Yochel Azimo, the halacha is that the Edus is something that wouldn't be good. Another important halacha that you have to have in the laws of Edom Zoymim is that the only time Edom Zoymimim become Edom Zoymimim is if the second pair of Edus were mazim the first Edom after the Gmar Din, but before Beis Din actually did something about the Gemara Din. So it was after the verdict was issued, but before they actually executed the sentence. But if it would happen before the Gemara Din, or if it would happen after Beis Din already did something, they acted upon the Eidah. So two Eidim said, Reuven killed Shimon. Beis Din gave Reuven Mises Beis Din, they gave him Saif, and then afterwards, two other Edom came and were mazon them. So then you have the halach of kasha zomam v'loy kasha rasa. Either way, there's a lot of more halachas regarding zomamim that we're going to see. But for now, zokta mishnah, a very, very well-known mishnah. Ketzed ha'edim nasim zomamim. How do Edom become zomamim? So you would expect the mishnah to tell us, ketzed ha'edim nasim zomamim. Usually, if you pose a question and you go about answering it, you're going to answer the question that was just posed. But the mission does anything but that. If two Edom walk into Beis Din and say that we know that this person that's a Kohen, he's the son of a Grusha, he's the son of a Chalutza. Meaning, his father's a Kohen, true, which makes him a Kohen, but at the same time, his father was married to a Grusha. A Kohen's not allowed to marry a Grusha. Or his father was married to a Chalutza. A Kohen's not allowed to marry a Chalutza, albeit Midir Rabbana. But a Kohen's not allowed to marry a Grusha. A Kohen's not allowed to marry a Chalutza. If a Kohen does marry a Grusha and has a child with that Grusha, the son is a Kohen. You can't take away the fact that he's a Kohen. But he's what we know as a Chala. He's possible to do the Avodah. He doesn't get Truma. So a lot of the fringe benefits that you get from being a Kohen, you lose. So essentially, two Edom walked into Beis Din and said that, you know, this person, Chanyankel, he's a Kohen, it's true, but he's a Ben Gerusha, he's a Ben Chalutza. He's a Kohen in the sense that his father was a Kohen, but his mother was a Gerusha, meaning he himself is a Cholah. Then later, two other Edom walked into Beis Din and were mazim these Edom. So these Edom are now Edom Zoyman. What does the Torah say? What do you do with Edom Zoyman? Vasisam leikasha zomim lasis lochim. So at first glance, you would say, okay, you know what we have to do with these Edom? We have to make them into Kayhanim Chalolim. Now, if they're not Kayhanim, it really doesn't even get onto first base. But let's assume they were Kayhanim. So could we make these Edom now Chalolim and say that even though you're a Kayhan, and you're from Kosher Yichus, but you're not going to be able to do the Avoid anymore. You're not going to be able to collect Chumas and Maestris, as the Mishnah know. Ein Oimrim, we don't say, Ye Yosezeb Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza Tachtov. We're not Mekayim Laloch of Kasha Zomam. Ella, instead, Loikar Boim. He gets Malchus, which, by the way, is the reason this Mishnah is right here in the beginning of Mesechtes Malchus. But the point is that we don't say Kasha Zomam in this case, instead you get Malchus. Another example, Eden on a Bish Plain Issue, Chayiv Golas. If two of them walk in the Bezin and say that I know that somebody's Chayiv Golas, how you Chayiv Golas? If you kill somebody be Shoigik. Somebody kills somebody be Mezid, he's Chayiv Misas Bezin, he's Chayiv Saif. If somebody kills somebody be Shoigik, he's Chayiv Golas. Two Edom walk into Beis Din and say that we know Reuven killed somebody b'shoigig. And then afterwards, two other Edom come and are mazim the two Edom. So again, vasisam leikasha zomim lasis l'achiv, at first glance, would suggest that these two Edom should have to run to Golas. Okta Mishnah, no. Ein Oimrim, we don't say Yigolas atachtov. Elo leikar boim. Again, instead of getting kasha zomim, you're going to get Malchus. So again, the Mishnah started off, posed a very straightforward question. Kate said, ha Edom nasim zayim. The parsha of Hazama, the Torah of Iksav is in parsha Shoiftim. Very ambiguous. It's not clear at all how exactly you become Edom Zoyman. Therefore, it makes a lot of sense to have a Mishnah that would say, Ketsa de Edom Nasim Zoyman. We need help from the Torah of Alpeh. But what did the Mishnah answer? The Mishnah didn't give me examples of, or the Mishnah didn't explain exactly how Edom becomes Zoyman. To the contrary, the Mishnah gave me two exceptions to the rule. Two times where, despite the fact that some form of Hazama took place, where you have Edom Zoyman, instead of saying Kasha Zavim Lasus Lachiv, instead you get Malchus. So fake the Gemara, huh? Kate said, Eino Edom Nasus Zoyman Boyle. It sounds to me, from the answer, that the question should have been, do you have examples of where you don't get Kasha Zavim Va'oid? Me, Diktani, come on. It's really a Mishnah later on that, hey, Abulam, Rulahem, Echatem Eden. How could you say Edos? Shari Ba'isa Yoim, on that day, Atem Ayisim Imanu, B'makam Ploini, Harelu Zoyman. Meaning, there's a Mishnah on that, hey, Manal, that's going to explain exactly how Edom becomes Zoyman. So, number one, the question should have been, it sounds like from the answer, Ketzad ein ha'edem nasin zayimim. And if no, you're telling me the question's right, then we should have the Mishnah daf hey over here, really. Meaning, Ketzad edem nasin zayimim seems to be on daf hey. This Mishnah should have been Ketzad ein ha'edem nasin zayimim. So the Kash and the Teretz don't seem to be talking to each other, says the Gemara. Let me clarify what's going on. Tana hosam koi. The Tana of Makis Daf Beis Amud Aleph is referring back to the end of Masechta Sanhedrin. What did it say at the end of Masechta Sanhedrin? It said, Kol HaZoymevim Makdim Lo Yisei Misa. Ordinarily, if two Edim are found to be Edim Zoymevim, to the extent that they wanted the person they were testifying about to get Misa's Bezdin, Vasisim Lo Kasha Zaman, not only do they get Misa's Bezdin, but here's the Chiddush, Makdim Lo Yisei Misa. They get the very same Misa. Meaning, we know it, there's Arba Misa's Bezdin. Different Averis get different Misas. But there's no one-size-fits-all Misa that you give to Edom Zoymevim. Edom Zoymevim get the Misa that they were trying to be mechayev. So kol hazoyim makdim lo yisei misa. But the Mishnah said there's two exceptions to the rule. Chutz mizoyimim mei bas koyin ubayalo. To the extent that Edom Zoymevim wanted a bas koyin, eishes ish, that's mizana, to get Misa's Bezdin, what would her Misa's Bezdin be? But ish tisarev, possibly in the beginning of Parshas Emor, she gets Refa, and ish tisish, that's Mezana, gets Chenek, if she's a Nesua. If she's a Nair Murasa, she gets Skila. What if she's a Bas Koyen? Then she gets Refa. What if she's a Bas Koyen and she's a Nair Murasa? That's Shimon Shita. But either way, so the Halach ordinarily is that Kol HaZoymimin, that was a trick question, Makdimin Lo'oysoy, Misa, that's usually what it is. But the exception to the rule is that if Edom Zoymevim wanted a Bas Koyen to get Misa's Bezdin, although the Bas Koyen was going to get Sreifa, they don't get Sreifa. Instead of getting Sreifa, they get Chenek. So, being that the Mishnah said in the end of Masechta Sanhedrin, Kol HaZoymevim Makdim Lo Yisei Misa, Chutz Mizoymevim Bas Koyen Bayalo, Sheim Makdim Lo Yisei Misa, Elul Misa Acheres, says the Mishnah, we're picking up on that segue. There are other Edom Zoymevim that don't get Kasha Zoymevim at all. Meaning, at least the Zoymevim Bas Koyen are getting Misa's best. They wanted the Bas Koyen to get Sreifa, so we're not giving their Oysa Misa. Instead of giving them Oysa Misa, we're giving them Chenek. But at the very least, there is some element of Azama taking place. Says the Mishnah, I'll tell you even a bigger Chiddush. There's an example of Edom Zoymevim, Shein Oysa Mem Din Azama Kolikar, Ela Malkis Arbam. Instead they get Malkis. Keitzad, Idan Onu Bishpoinishu Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza, Ein Oymer Biyasazeh Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza Tachtov, Ela Loikis Arbam, and that's our Mishnah. So really, the subject of Mesechtes Malkis is going to be, or the beginning of it, is Keitzad Edom Nasim Zoymevim. But the reason we're starting with an example of Me'id is just to take the end of Masechta Sanhedrin and the beginning of Masechta Makis and put it all together. So the Gemara is saying, don't worry so much about the fact that we started off with Ketzad Edom Nasin and then we're giving an example of Ein Nasin. We understand we're going to get to Ketzad Edom Nasin and Andaf Hei. But at the same time, we want to start off with something that connects very nicely to the end of Masechta Sanhedrin. Now, if you were with us for the last 3 weeks, you're probably wondering, this is not the end of Masechta Sanhedrin. The end of Masechta Sanhedrin was Yerovam, Menachem, and Menachem. And the Dara Mabel, Dara Flogger, Dara Midbar, and Sancheirev, and Cheskiyo, and Hananya, Mishol, Vazay, and Nebuchadnezzar, and Nebuzradin. Did I miss anybody? But that was really the end of Masechta Sanhedrin. We finished with Perek Chelek. Zayin Maskoinu Bayalo is the end of the second to last Perek of Masechta Sanhedrin. It's the end of Perek Anachnokin. But the truth is, there's really a big Shaila in the Rishonim, whether the last Perek of Masechta Sanhedrin is Perek Chelek, or really, Perek Chelek is the second to last Perek of Masechta Sanhedrin. Now you know. And the last Perek of Masechta Sanhedrin is Perek the Elu Heina Nechnokim. If you open up a Mishnayos, a Yochanan Boyer's Mishnayos, the 10th Perek, it's not chapter 11, it's the 10th Perek of Masechta Sanhedrin, that's Perek Chelek. The 11th is really Perek the Elu Heina Nechnokim. And it would seem like, just from this Gemara, and certainly if you look in Rashi inside, Kikstaran and Asha, it sounds like very much Rashi saying there's a smichos. So we just finished learning Masechta Sanhedrin. We finished learning Perek Ve'elohein HaNechnokin. And we learned the halacha of Zoyim Askeinu Ve'elo, which by the way is the very last Gemara of Perek Ve'elohein HaNechnokin. So we go right in to another example of where you have Edom Zoymevim, but they're not getting Kasha Zom. Either way, it's a big discussion in the Rishonim. This Gemara would seem to be a little bit mashma that way. Obviously, when we did the daf, we didn't paskin that way because we learned Perek Ve'elohein HaNechnokin, and then we learned Perek Chelek. But on that note, so we have a Mishnah over here that gives us two examples of where Edom are Edom Zoymevim, and despite the fact that the Torah delineates very clearly that if Edom are Edom Zoymevim, Vasisam Loi Kasha Zaman Lasis Lachim, we have two exceptions to the rule. Mi'idin Anu Beish Ploinu Shuhu Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. And the second example is Meidan Anu Bishpoinu Shuchayv Golos. Ein Oimrim Yigolos at Tachtov Elo Loike Arbam. Says the Gemara. Mino Ani Mili Omar Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi to Omar Kro. Meaning Mino Ani Mili that you don't get Kashas Omam in the case of Meidan Anu Bishpoinu Shu Ben Gerusha Ben Chalusa. He says it's learned out in the pasuk. The pasuk says Vasisam Loike Kashas Omam, and we learn from there Loi V'Loi Lazar. If these Edom Zoymimin would get Kasha Zomam, and they now would become a Koyin Chol. They now would be treated like a Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. It would mean that their children would also be Cholol. Because if you're a Cholol, your son is a Chol, your grandson is a Chol, that's just the way it goes. There's no way to relieve yourself and your Yichus from the Chololos. So if you're a Chol, your children would have to be a Chol. The problem is you can't punish the children for the Avera of the father when the Avera is Hazama, and it's learnt out from the Pasik, Vasisem Loi Kasha Zomam, Loi Valoi Lazari. So, Frek the Gemara, what's the big deal? We're really creating this Isser. This is not a real Chalolos. We're creating it with the Parash of Hazama. So, Valif Salu, the David Loi Lifsalu Lazari. Why don't we say that the Edom themselves are Chalolim, but the children are not Chalolim? So, the Gemara, being a Kasha Zomam last is selected. Then it's not going to be Kasha Zomam. Because you wanted that the person you were saying Edus about should be a Chol, and his children should be Chalolim as well. So you wanted him and all his Enoklach to be Chalolim. You're going to become a Chol, your Enoklach are not going to be Chalolim, that's not Kasha Zama. To make your Enoklach Chalolim, you can't do that. Vasisam Loi, Loi Veloi Lazari. So there's no way to become Kasha Zama. It's a technicality. It's not possible. To let the person off the hook, that we're not going to do either. As a result, we're going to give him Malchus, and we're going to see soon there's a Makarta Malchus. But the point is, the reason there's no Kasha Zama is because it's not possible. Says the Gemara, Bar Poda, very famously said a different pshat. He said, I don't need a pasuk to know. I don't need a pasuk to know that Edom Zoymimin cannot become Chalolim. I know it in Svara. I know it from Kal V'Chaymer. What are the Yud Gimel Midas Shatayr Nedreshes? What's the Kal V'Chaymer? Uma Mechalol Einam Eschalol. Habol Chalol V'Loi Chilel Einoy Din Shaloyes. Chalol, tongue twister. But ma ha mechalol enay mischalol. Habol echalol v'loy chilol enay din shalay yischalol. If a kohen marries a grusha, he has a son, the son becomes a chol. Right? That's how you become a chol. How you become a chol? If you're a kohen, your father's a kohen, and he married somebody he wasn't supposed to marry. You came from that zivug, you now become a chol. The father himself, who created the chalol, is not a chalol. The children become chalolim because they're the children from that marriage. But the father himself, who's not the child of such a marriage, he himself doesn't become a chalol. That means the mechalol himself, the one that created the chalol, ain't a mischalol. He doesn't become a chalol. His children are chalolim, but he himself is not a chalol. So said Bar Poda, this is the back of the envelope, Kal V'chomer. Umah mechalol ain't a mischalol. Nadach the person that creates a cholol, he himself doesn't become a cholol. Habol a chal, if somebody just tried creating a cholol, who tried creating the cholol? The Eden that were found to be Zoymen, these liars, who wanted someone to be a Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, ain't a din shalay is chalol. If the mechalol himself doesn't become a cholol, then a bol a chalol certainly shouldn't be able to be a cholol. So he said in Svara, I know Edom Zoymen can't be cholol. The maskla rabino imkein. But if that's the case, if you think this kal v'chomer is a good kal v'chomer, if you take this, apply it, take the formula, cut and paste it, but tauta teres Edom Zoymen, you are going to give a blow to the whole laws of Hazama. Why? Because I'll tell you a very similar kal v'chomer. Uma ha-soikel, enoy niskal, ha-bol niskal, v'loy sokal, enoy din shaloy yisokal. What are you going to do with that? So what does that mean? Achlekes Rashi places. Rashi says, we said in the intro, very briefly at the end, that one of the important halachas, one of the important tenets of Hazama is, kashazama v'loy chasharasa. Meaning that if two Edim said Edo Sheker about somebody, and Bez then actually executed upon the Edo Sheker. So they said that Reuven is a Reitzeach, and Bezdin went, they gave Reuven Mises Bezdin. And then after Reuven was given Mises Bezdin, they found out that the two Edim that had testified against Reuven were liars. And they found it out via the vehicle of Hazama, even though ordinarily you would think Vasisam loy kashazom amlasus lachiv. Over here, that's not the case, and it's learned out because it says vasisam loy kashazom amlasus lachiv. You do to them what they wanted should happen to that person. It sounds like they only wanted it to happen, but it didn't actually happen. But if it would actually happen in that case, you wouldn't have the halacha. So, break the Gemara. I don't understand. Maskef lo Ravino. Why do you make a kal v'chaimra? Uma hasoikel enei nisko. Madoch if Bezdin would have executed upon the Eidos. The halacha is the Eidim Zoymimin wouldn't be punished because it's v'loy kasher also. Then habol isko. If they only wanted Bezdin to execute upon it, it was only kasher zomam. Enei din shalo yisokel. Then certainly there should be no skilo. So if you're going to tell me there's this new kal v'chaimer, uma mechalel enei mischalel, habol echalel, v'loy chilel, enei din shalo yischalel, and that's the reason that mi'idin onu say the same thing regarding every single case of Zoma Menasa. So basically, you just knocked out the whole halach of Kasher Asa. You just dealt a serious blow to Edom Zoymimin. Ravina's Loshin. Im came Batalta, Toiras, Edom Zoymimin. Elamach. Vartos, Ravina said, you have no choice but to say, Kiddushanim Eikara, you're forced to say the original reason that why is it that there's no kashazama when it comes to Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, because it says Vasisam loy kashazama. Vasisam loy means you can only punish him, you can't punish his children. Loy v'loy lazare. To punish him and not punish his children wouldn't be kashazama. As a result, there's no way in the world to go ahead and give kashazama. But the truth is, before we get to Tosis Pshat, maybe we'll save Tosis Pshat for another day, but how do you understand Pashup Pshat? It's a good kasha. Why don't you make this kal v'chaymer? I mean, there's a loch of kashazama. V'loy kasher asa. Why don't you make the kal v'chaymer? Umah soikel enei niskel, habol iskel, v'loy sokel, enei din shalei yisokel. What's taka pshat? Meaning, Ravina just proved that the kal v'chaymer of umah mechal enei mischal is not a good kal v'chaymer. Because if that was a good kal v'chaymer, this should be a good kal v'chaymer. And we know that's not a good kal v'chaymer. Granted, done, checkmate. Ela machvarto k'deshonim meikara, absolutely. But fados takenish. Why isn't it a good kal v'chaymer? Why don't we say, if kasher zoman, you say, vasisam le kasher zoman lasas lachiv, then certainly kasher also you should say, vasisam le kasher zoman lasas lachiv. You know who asked the kasher? The Kesef Mishnah asked the kasher. And the Kesef Mishnah says a very poshut teretz. He says, you know what the teretz is? Einoy tshuvin adin. It Torah says kasher zoman lasas lachiv. It doesn't say kasher also. Now it's true. There is a concept of kal v'chaymer, that in theory you should have been able to say, but al zeh nemar ein oin shemen adin. And being that ein oin shemen adin, there's no way in the world to go and be mechayev this person. The emes is, the Rambam, when he brings the halach of kasher zoman v'loy chaser also, listen to the lashon Rambam. Nerag zeh shehid olov, v'acha kachuzmu eino nerogin men adin. Neherag zeh. A person was killed. How was he killed? Two Edom walked into Bezdin and said, Edus, that this person was Chayv Misa. Va'achakach, after he was killed, Huzmu. Eino nerogin min adin. He doesn't get... The Edom Zoymin men are not killed. Shenemer kashazomam lasis la'achiv. Va'adayin lo'yosa. But only if it's adayin lo'yosa. V'dovazem mi piya kabbalah, says the Rambam. This is something that we know. Mi piya kabbalah. Meaning the Rambam's bringing the halach of kashazomam v'loy kasharosa. Clear? Continues the Rambam, Aval im loko zeh shehi idu olav loikin. What if you would have a kasher zoman v'loy kasher asa, not in the context of Misa's Bezdin, but in the context of Malkus? What if two Edom walked into Bezdin and said that Reuven ate Nevela, and now they gave Reuven Malkus? And after they gave him Malkus, two Edom walked in and said, Imanu Yisim v'mal complaini, we would give the Edom Zoymim and Malkus. Ayat kasher asa, says the Rambam, the only time you have this mipia kabbalah of kasher zoman v'loy kasher asa, that's only by Misa. Avalim loko zeh shehi idu olav loikin. V'chenim yotza hamamoin. The same would be true if the Edim were saying Edus by Dine Mominus and Bezdin took the money from Reuven per the Edus, they gave it to Shimon, and then after it was already Kasher also, they were found to be Edim Zaymimin, they themselves would have to pay. You would say Kasher Zomim, you would say Kasher Zomim Lassus Lachim. Said Ramam Shteita Gevald Gechidish, and Hilchas Edus Perik Chof Alocha Bez. That even though there's a rule of the kasher zoman v'loy kasher asa, it's only true by Misa's Bezdin. But if it was Malkus or it was Mammon, you don't have that locha. Even if it's kasher asa, still that locha is going to be vasisam loy kasher zoman last. And the Kesef Mishnah has a whole arichas over here. He's very bothered with the Rambam Shita. Now, the truth is, if you look at the Ravid says, Omer Avram Shiba Shuzeh. It's just not clear what the Ravid meant. Shiba Shuzeh. And the Kesef Mishnah grapples. What part of what the Rambam said is Shibush? Kasavisha says, I can hear a lot of things that the Rabbi may have had issues with in this Rambam. The Rabbi was very unclear. But Frank the Kasav Mishnah, what's Pashim Shad? If there's a halacha of Kasha Zom of Aloy Kasha Rasa, so why shouldn't you say that halacha by Malkus and Mammon just like you say it by Mises? So Zok the Kasav Mishnah Gishmak. All based on Yesoidis that we've learned together not so long ago. It says, Bishloima by Mammon. I hear. Because really, every kasha zama v'loy kasha rasa, the question is, why don't you make the kal v'chayma of Ravina? Uma soikal eino niskal, habaliska v'loy sokal eino din shalay yisokal. What happened to the kal v'chayma? Madach kasha zama kal v'chayma kasha rasa. The teretz is eino yishman adin. Oh, so by moment, you'll tell me, Tosfos above a kama, the first parak. In the piskei Tosfos, is really a steer in Tosfos. But al kopanim, there's definitely a day in Tosfos that by dine momentis, you don't say eino yishman adin. So if you don't say eino yishman adin, by dine momentis, is zeh gishmak. The Iker Parish of Azama was said by Kasha Zaman, but I'll know Kasha Rasa mi Kalvachemer, because Madach Kasha Zaman, Kalvachemer Kasha Rasa. I ain't no Inchim and Adin. By Mammon, there's no Aloch of Ain't Inchim and Adin. But Hotenach, that all works for Mammon. Malchus, my Yukilomemer. Malchus, of course, you have the rule of Ain't Inchim and Adin. So if you have Ain't Inchim and Adin by Malchus, how did the Rambam know that you have Aloch of Kasha Zaman, but like Kasha Rasa by Misa, but you don't have the Aloch by Malchus? Says the Kesem Mishnah, two Terutzim, the first Terutz is something that came up so many times in Masechet Sanhedrin, and that is, he says it could be that really, really, the halacha should have been kasha zoman v'kasha rasa. But you know how Chazal knew to darshan v'loy kasha rasa and not to be mar b'kasha rasa? It's because maybe kasha rasa is worse than kasha zoman, which it is, and it's for that reason maybe it's not a good enough einish to give the edim Kasha Zomam, when it was Asa, despite the fact that it is a good enough Oynish to give it to them when it was Kasha Zomam. So what's the Kasha? If Kasha Zomam, certainly Kasha Rasa. Forget Ein Oynishim and Adin for a second, says the Kesem Mishnah. It could be, the Rambam held, that by Misa, if you caused the person to die, we're not letting you off the hook so fast. You said, Eid Shekir, you over Leysan B'Reachi Eid Shekir, you also over Leysirtzach now. You caused somebody to die? It was Kasha Rasa? It wasn't just Kasha Zomam? Over there, we're not just going to let you get off the hook and say, Vasis only Kasha Zomam. You need an Oynish that's more chavim. Says the Kesem Mishnah, Mashalamah Davadayma, what's Exhibit A for this? If someone's nice and me zari l'moylech, he was given Mises Bezin. If he gave kol zari l'moylech, he wasn't given Mises Bezin. It doesn't make any sense, zok the smag, that the Marsha brings on the Masechta Sanhedrin of Berak Abram Mises, because kol zari is worse than mizari. So too, us is worse than zomam. Us is worse than zomam. That svara is a svara by Dine Nefashis. It could be it's not a svara when it comes to Malkus. Either way, take a look over there in the Kesef Mishnah. But in the meantime, zok the Gemara vaytamidon, bish pleni, shulchayev dos. What was the second example of where you don't get Kasha Zomam, where instead of getting Kasha Zomam, you get Malkus, two way to walk in the Bezin and say that Reuven killed Shimon, but he killed him to Shoigig. He wanted Shimon to have to go to Golis, leave his family, he'd have to be there at Moiskoy and Gada. So we say, don't say Kasha Zomam, Lassus La'achiv, but rather he gets Malkus. Menon, immediately, how do you know that? Omre, Shlokish, Domakrots, learned that from a pasuk. Hu Yanus El Achas Ha'orim. Who? V'loi Zayimim. It says the Ritzech B'Shoigi has to run to one of the cities. He has to go to Golis, but the Zayimim don't. Rabbi Yechon, it says, Kal v'chaymer. Ma, hu sha'asem ha'isiv ha'meizid, enei goylo. Rabbi Yechon, it says, you don't need a pasuk. I know it from a Kal v'chaymer. Ma doch, the Ritzeach, that did a ma'isa b'meizid, enei goylo. He doesn't have to go to Golis. Hein, shaloi asu ma'isa b'meizid. They, emphasis is on the ma'isa. They who didn't do a ma'isa, despite the fact that it was b'mezid, enoy din shaloi yiglu, they certainly shouldn't go to Golis. So Rabbi Yechanan is saying that we know that a ritzech b'shoyga goes to Golis, but a ritzech b'mezid doesn't go to Golis. You're going to tell me, of course not. A ritzech b'mezid is chayiv misa. But what about a ritzech b'mezid where there was no hasra? So if there was no hasra, there were edim, but there was no hasra. That person's not going to be given misa's bedroom. He also doesn't go to Golis. So says Rabbi Yechanan, madach someone who does a maisa b'mezid doesn't go to Golis. A ritzeach b'mezid shaloi b'hasra. Someone that didn't do a maisa, edim zoyimin, they only spoke. They only talked in Beis Din, but it wasn't a physical act. Ein edin shaloi yiglu, they certainly shouldn't go to Golis. So said Rabbi Yechon, I don't need a pasuk to tell me that edim zoyimin don't go to Golis. In svara, kal v'chomer, from the ritzeach b'mezid shaloi b'hasra, I know that Edom Zayman should never go to Golis. But the Gemara says, V'yanei senes, Rabbi Yechonon, I think that you may have just set it up
to the reverse, because who sha'asa ma'ase meizah lo yidlik lo could be a ritzach b'meizit shloi basra doesn't go to galus. You know why? Ke'echet lo tavale kapara, similar to the svar we just mentioned, because we don't want him to go to galus because it's not enough galus for him. We don't want him to get the kapara. But hein shloi asu ma'isa b'meizit, they who didn't do a ma'isa, again emphasis on ma'isa, they who didn't do a ma'isa, it was only dibur, despite the fact that it was b'meizit legally, maybe they should go to galus. Ke'echet lo havelu kapara, so they should get a kapara. You're right, it's true. A ritzeach b'meizit shloi b'hasra is more chamor than Edim Zoymim, that wanted somebody to have to go to galus. But it could be he anay sena, says the Gemara. Maybe that's precisely why the ritzeach doesn't go to galus, but the Edim would go to galus. The ritzeach can't go to galus. It's not an ample enough, it's not a sufficient enough kapara. Whereas for the Edim Zoymim, maybe it is sufficient. Elam achratik reish lakish, must be like reish lakish, that is, it's learned from a pasuk, who yonus alach saharim, who v'loi Zoymim, zok the Gemara. So we just proved the first part of what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said, there are two examples of Edim Zoymin that don't get Kasha Zama. The first is Me'idin Anubish Poinishu Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. The second is Me'idin Anubish Poinishu Chayiv Golas. In both cases, you don't get Kasha Zama. Okay, we proved that. What do you get? You do get Malkus. That's the Gemara. Amaru lo remez le'edim zoyimin ha-terminayin. Where's the remez in the Torah of Edim Zoyimin? Fake the Gemara. Remez le'edim zoyimin. Vaksev, it's a pasuk in the Torah. Not a remez. It's not a pisoid. It's not a pikabala. It's not in the drushes. It's beforeish. Vasisam le'kasha zamim. Elo. Remez le'edim zoyimin shaloikim in ha-terminayin. Where's the remez in the Torah that Edim Zoyimin get Malkus? Meaning it's not beforeish anywhere in the Torah that Edim Zoyimin get Malkus. Now, how do you know Edim Zoyimin get Malkus? That's our Mishnah. So Ula said, I know for sure, just from being Mavasedra, that it's not a pasuk in the Torah. A remez there must be, because Chacham couldn't make it up. So obviously there's a remez somewhere. So it says, Ulo remez le'edim zoymim imen ha-Torah minayim. So he said, because the pasuk says, v'tzdiku es ha-tzadik, v'yishiu es ha-rosha, v'hoyo en bin hako es ha-rosha. The pasuk says, ki yiriv bein ha-nosha. I'm reading from the side. V'nikshu al ha-mishpat, u'shvatum. There's going to be a fight amongst people, and they're standing in front of a judge. V'tzdiku es ha-tzadik, v'yishiu es ha-rosha. At first glance, it sounds like the pasuk saying that the judge got it right. They were matzdik the tzaddik. They were marshia the rasha. The very next pasuk says, "V'hoyim bin hakoyis a rasha, v'yipilu ha-shoyfet, v'hiko lefanov, k'dei rishasei b'mispa." You know what you do? You give him malchus. So Ula was very bothered. Ula said, "Mishum v'etztiku as ha-tzaddik, v'yishiu as ha-rasha, v'hoyim bin hakoyis a rasha." It sounds like from the pasuk that every single time there's a court case, and Bezdin is matzdik the tzaddik, and they're mashia the rasha. So what do? You give the person malchus. Not true. Not every oynish in the Torah is malchus. Not every time Bezdin resides over a court case does Bezdin say, let's go ahead and give the person malchus. So there must be something going on over here. When we say v'tzdiku es ha-tzaddik v'yishiu es ha-rasha, it must mean more than just another day in court. There must be something specific that the Torah is trying to tell me happened. And it's because of that very specific thing that the Torah now decreed the punishment is going to be v'hoyim ben hakis harosh. What is that? It says the Gemara, el edim sheshiu esatzad. It's talking about two edim walked into Bezdin and they said edu sheker. They were oivaloi sanabreyacha ed sheker. Meaning they were hirshiu esatzadik. Somebody that was an innocent man, they were marshia. V'also edim achrini, and now two other edim walked into Bezdin. V'hitztiku esatzadik mehikara. Vishavinu lahanu rishoy. Two Edom walked into Bezdin, and they were mazim the first bait. They said, Imanu ayisim emal complaining. And we know the parsha of Azoma, the chiddush of Eid Zoymim is, that we believe the second Edom. So now we knocked out the first Edom. By knocking out the first Edom, what just happened? They were matzdik the tzaddik. Who is the tzaddik? This innocent man that was about to be punished because of the Edom Sheker of the Edom Zoymimin. Vishavinu lahani rishoyim. And they made the Edom Zoymimin into rishoyim. So v'tzdikos ha-tzadik v'shivas ha-rosha says Ula is not referring to Bezdin. It's referring to the Avera that took place. What happened was there were Edom that had said Edos. And now two other Edom were mazim those Edom. They, the Edom, were v'tzdikos ha-tzadik. Who's the tzadik? This innocent man that Nebuch was about to be punished. Shalaykidin. V'shivas ha-rosha. Who's the rosha? It's really rishoyim. It's the two Edom that were just found to be Edom Zaymimin. And what does the next pasuk say? Vayim, Menachas HaRasha. So you see that you get Malkus. Fake the Gemara, V'tepek Le'im, Miloy, Sana. What do you need a whole fancy limut to tell me that Edom Zoyman could get Malkus? Every Eid Zoyman is over, like Sanabri Achei Chakar. Like Sanabri Achei Chakar is a loisase. So if it's a loisase, typically they get Malkus because of that. So if it's a loisase, typically they get Malkus because of that. And all of Malkus 101, you don't get Malkus for a lav she'en by Maisa. And Leisan at the end of the day is a lav she'en by Maisa, meaning that it's a lav she'en by Maisa, ain't like enough. According to the Magid Mishnah, anytime a person's over a lav she'en by Maisa, if you could have done it with a Maisa, you do get Malkus. And if you could have done it with a Maisa, you could have written your Eidus. Eidus Shabiksav, according to some Rishonim, is not considered me Piksavim. So the Lachas would be kosher. No, the Behudas Kasha and Achuva. We have great bites on that. But either way, the Sugi of Leisan is going to come up in the next couple of days. Zokti Gemar Vaita. Tana Rabbanu. So in our Mishnah, we had two examples of Eidim Zoyman where they don't get Kasha Zama. Zokti Braisa. Dalu Dvarim Nemru Eidim Zoyman. There's four Lachas that were said regarding Eidim Zoyman. Ein Nasa Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Ve Ein Goylin Lari Miklot. That was the Mishnah. The Ein Mishalman is a Koifer. They also don't pay Koifer. The Einim Karim Be'evet Ivri. They never sold as an Evet Ivri. Mishum Rabbi Kiva Amru. Rabbi Kiva said a fifth Af Ein Mishalman Al Piyatz. So the Gemara is going to go through everything. Ein Asa Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza Kedamar. That was the first part of the Daf. The Ein Goylan Lari Miklot Kedamar. That was the second part of the Daf. What's the third Halacha? The Ein Mishalman is a Koifer. So what exactly is Koifer? If somebody has a shor and his shor kills somebody, not a shor shenogeh hasaparah, a shor shenogeh hasadam, and he actually kills somebody. So the Torah says that we kill the shor. The first time it happens, we kill the shor. V'chiyigach shor ish. Oy, ish of a mace, sokel yisokel ha-shor. We kill the shor, v'lo yeyochel es besaray, it's also v'anah, u'bal ha-shor nokim. But the bal ha-shor itself, he's nokim, we don't do anything to him. V'im shor nagachu mitmal shol shor. If this shor is already a mu'ed, for who had bevalav, and he was warned, v'lo yishmerenu, and he didn't care, he fifed them on, he continued not watching your shor, v'heit nesoy yisho. And then the shor went, and it's twice a man or a woman, ha-shor yisokel, there the halach is, the shor is, the gam ba'ol of yumas, Rashi says, misa b'dei shamayim. Additionally, im koifer yushas olav, v'nasam pidyan nafshe, he has to give pidyon kelf. This person now has to, in addition to that, pay koifer. So when you pay koifer, if you have a shor, that's a mu'ed, and it kills somebody, the halach is you pay koifer. So what happened in our braisa? Two Edom walked into Beis Din and said, Reuven has a shor, shor is a shor, a mu'ed, and it killed somebody. He has to pay koifer. Two other Edom walked into Beis Din and said, how could you say that? So the third of the Dalit Varim that were Nemru Be'edim Zoyman is that those two Edim are Ein Mishalman Asakhoi. What's the Pshat? What's the Makarta? That's Okti Gemara. It's a Svar. Kosavri Kufra Kapar. Because this Tana of this Braisa holds that Kufra is a Kapara. The Yisayit of Kufra is not Oynish. The Yisayit of Kufra is not Knas. It's a Kapara. This person needs Kapara. He just caused somebody to die. So being that the whole idea of Kufra is Kapara, the Hani Labne Kaparner, it doesn't make any sense to give that kapara and that chi of koifer to the Eidim, because Eidim v'asis and lekasha zalam is for Einshim, but koifer is not an Einsh. Koifer is a kapara. Zok man in tana kufra kapara. Who's the tana that holds kufra kapara? Om Rav Chizr, Rav Shmuel ben Eishu, v'yechem and break. Time we learned in a braiso. V'nos am pidyo nafsho, it says in the Torah that if somebody has a shayra mu'ed, it kills somebody, so you have to give pidyoin. What is the pidyoin? What is nafsho, the main nizik, the value of the nizik? So you're giving koifer. The koifer is the value of his nefesh. Who's nefesh? There's two people in the story. There's the mazik, there's the one that owns the shor, and then there's the nizik, there's the one that was killed. So the Tana Kama says, Rabbi Yechonim ben Breika, Demei Nizik. Shmuel ben Noish, Rabbi Yechonim ben Breika, and Demei Mazik. So we have a machlokes, whether it's Demei Nizik or whether it's Demei Mazik. So, my lab, what's the machlokes? The Mar Suv, Kufr Mamayna. Mar Suv, Kufr Kapar. The machlokes, the Shaila probably is Yusoidi, fundamentally speaking. What is Kufr? Is Kufr an Oynish? Then it's restitution. It's like any other mazik. You pay the Demei Hezik. But if it's Kapara, then it makes more sense. You should pay your own value. It's pidyon geld. You're being paid to yourself. You're not being paid to the person that you killed. So it seems that this shail of Dmei Nizik or Dmei Mazik is whether kufra mamayna or kufra kapar. Rabbi Shmuel ben Eishu Rechem and Breike was the one that said Dmei Mazik. It makes sense that the reason Edom Zoyman shouldn't pay kufr is because kufra kapar. Thus, the time of this braisa is kufra. Is Rabbi Shmuel ben Eishu Rechem and Breike? Rabbi Papa said it's not mukhloy. The kuliyam, I could always tell you, kufra kapara. Really, kufra kapara. Mar sava b'denizik shaminim. Mar sava b'denizik shaminim. I don't know if it's mukhach that only Rabbi Shmuel ben Eishu Rechem and Breike holds kufra kapara. It's true. In Rabbi Shmuel ben Eishu Rechem and Breike, it's almost mukhach that he holds kufra kapara. Because if kufra was mamayna, if you're paying damages, you always pay the damages of what you damaged. It wouldn't make sense to pay Dmei Mazik. You would pay Dmei Nizik. But what he's arguing, said Rav Papa, is that it could be Kulia, maybe everybody holds Kufr Kapara, even the Manama that holds Bidin Nizik Shaimina, and he just holds in Svara Bidin Nizik Shaimina, says the Gemara, Mai Tamayo the Rabbana. What would be the Pshan and the Rabbana? Meaning, at first glance, if Kufr is Kapara, you would think Dmei Mazik. So what's Pshat in the Rabbanah that whole Kufr Kapara, yet it's Dmei Mazik? They learn it from the Gzeir Shav. Nema Hashas Salamato, Venema Hashas Salamalo. It says over here regarding Kofer, Im Kofer Yushas Allah. And a few psukim earlier in Parshas Mishpatim, in the case where two people were fighting, came up a lot in Sanhedrin, Venokfu Ishahara, and they hit a pregnant woman. If the baby miscarried, the pasuk says, "Onosh yonish kashe yoshes ala balo isha v'nasam b'flilim." It says the same word yoshes. It says the word hashasa. So malah halam b'denizik. Just like over there by the baby, you pay the value of the baby that was killed. Afkam b'denizik. So too over here, you pay the value of the baby that was killed. Rabbi Shmuel, what about Rabbi Shmuel? Why doesn't he learn this gzeira shava v'nasam pidyan afshei ksif? Pidyan afshei sounds like dmei mazik. V'rabbanon. Doesn't Pidyan Nafshei sound like Dmei Mazik? No, in Pidyan Nafshei Ksiv, Miu, Ki Shaimina, Bidin Nizik Shaimina. Nafshei, in the sense, he's being paid to his nefesh. But how much money do you have to pay to be paid to your own nefesh? Dmei Nizik. Nafshei, in that it's his nefesh that's getting the Pidyan. But not Nafshei in the sense that when you calculate how much money you pay it based on how much he is worth. So before we go, weiter, just one Ha'ara. So the Mishnah began, Ketzed Ha'edim Nasim Zoymimin, and the Mishnah gave two examples of where, although Edim were found to be an Edim Zoymimin, but still the halach is that they actually do not get Kasha Zama. They don't get Kasha Zama. Instead of getting Kasha Zama, they get Malkus. And the Braisa added another two cases, Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, Golos of Ir Miklot, Koifer, and Einim Karim Be'evedivri, which we're going to see tomorrow morning. Great Tosfos, a gevaldige kasha. We mentioned in the intro that Hazama is so integral to Edus that the only time Edus can be kosher is if the Edus is Yochel Azima. But Edus Shiat Yochel Azima is Nish Kosher Edus. So if two Edus walk into Bezdin, they're the most kosher people in the world. They're definitely not lying. We had 19 lie detectors. There's nothing to talk about. These people said Edus Efer. Stating that, they presented the Edus in a way where it was impossible for them ever to become Edim Zoymimim. The halach is, it's Edus I Ata Yochel Azima. The Edus is dead on arrival. We don't accept the Edus. Freit Toises. So how do you understand this whole sugya? I have a Tmir Gedoyla on the whole Makis Tavbeit. Tame, I'll read it to you inside. Kivan Di'im Huzmu Ein Nasim Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Let's pick the first case. If two Edim walk into Bezin and say, Me'idin Anu Bish Pleinu Shul Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. So what's the halacha? Ein Oimrim Yeyas Is Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza Tachtav. Meaning, you don't have the halacha of Kasha Zama. So Freit Toises, it means that the Edus is I Ata Yochel Azima. So two Edim should never be able to make somebody a Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, even if we know for sure it's the truth. But v'amai, ha'havale Edus she'at Yochel Azima. Ve'ein ze Edus freik Tosfos. Edus 101, it's not Edus. So manavshach, to the extent that when Edim say that Ploini is Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, if two other Edom would be Mazin, then they themselves wouldn't become Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. So you say, Meres, you can't be Mekayim, Vasisim, like Kasha Zomim, Lassis, Lachim. So Freik Tesis Akasha, Oy Bazoi, it's Edo Shiat Yochel Azima. And Tesis says two Terutzim. The first Teretz Tesis says is, Vie Shloimar, Kivan Deloikin, Havi Kasha Zomim, Vahavi Shaper, Ato Yochel Azima. Being that they do get punished, they get Malkus, that's enough for it to be considered Yochel Hazima. It's true they don't get Kasha Zomim Lasses La'achim, but they do get an Oynish. And being that they do get an Oynish, it's for that reason it's enough that it's Yochel Hazima. In Lamdis, if you want to look at it level 2, it's not just an ordinary Malkus. It's not just an ordinary Oynish. It's a Kasha Zomim Digge Oynish. Because really, for that Avera that they did, they shouldn't have gotten Malkus. Because what was their Avera? Leisana B'riach Eid Shaker. And Leisana is a Lav She'en by Maisa. It's Remez Le'edim Zomim in there's a special remez in the parsha of Azama that tells me that they get Malkus. So there is a kiyum here of an oynish of Hazama. It's true, it's not the more standard kasha zama lasas la'achim, but the bottom line is being that they're getting punished, it is considered yochel azima. But Tosfos says another teretz. Oydei shloimar, the gabi edos, the ben gerusha v'chalutza, loy chayshinan klal ba'atu yochel azima.
could be that in this case, by Eidus, the Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, you wouldn't need for it to be Yochel Azimah. The Mehecha Nafkalon, the Be'inan Eidus at Yochel Azimah. How do you know that there's a rule that Eidus has to be Yochel Azimah? Because it says, Kashazomam Lasus La'ochiv. The Hamuchach says, Toysfis, that Kashazomam Lasus La'ochiv wasn't said regarding Eidus, the Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. V'loikoi klalole b'shum tzad sheba'ilo. That's the lashon. So it says Tosfos Gevaldik. How do you know you need Eidus Shat Yochel Azimah? Because it says in the Torah, Basisim Leikash Azamah Lasas Lachim. Now, Basisim Leikash Azamah Lasas Lachim is clearly not referring to Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, like the Gemara said. Levelei Lazari. It's not possible to aid the Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza to get Kash Azamah. If they can't get Kash Azamah, the male doesn't have to be Yochel Azimah. The only time you need that it should be Yochel Azimah is where it's possible to be Mekayim Kash Azamah. But to the extent that it's not possible to be Mekayim Kash Azamah, you would not need for it to be Yochel Azimah. In other words, Tosfos asked the Kasha that Manavshach, the extent that you can't be Mekayim Kash Azamah by Eidus the Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, it should be Eidus Shat Yochel Azimah. And Tosfos said two terutzim. And Tosfos first terutz is, it is Yochel Azimah. You could be Mekayim and Oynash of Azamah, the Malkus. They said another there, it's true, you can't be Mekayim. It's Tak Eidus Shat Yochel Azimah, but it doesn't bother me. Eidus Shat Yochel Azimah is a problem where you could be Mekayim Kash Azamah. But to the extent that you can't be Mekayim Kash Azamah, in that case, you don't need Eidus Shat Yochel Azimah. It's Yidua that the Noid of Yehuda in a festa tshuva said a gewaldig chiddush based on Tosfos to Terutzim. It's really a nafgamina between Tosfos to Terutzim, but he feared us with a tremendous chiddush lalacha. The context over there, if you want to look it up, it's kedai to look it up. It's an Eben Ezer, Madura Kama, Simen Ayin Beis, Ayin Gimel, Ayin Dalid. The background is fascinating. Apparently there was a minig once upon a time in Heimische Kreisen, in Yiddish Shtetlach, that before Rosh Hashanah, the people in the city, they would appoint a vad. And this vad was a bezdin. They would sit together and people would come, they would confess their sins to the vad. And the reason they would do it is because the vad were bekiyim in Hilchas Tshuva. They were also bekiyim in the Sigufin, Gilgal Sheleg, and all those types of things. And they would come and help the person do tshuva. So Yid wanted to do tshuva. So you call the Rav, you ask him a shayla in Halacha. So you'd come to the Rav, you'd ask him a shayla. I did an Aveira, I have a shayla in Hilchas Tshuva. Halacha l'maisa, I really want to do tshuva. What happened was, there was a vad that was set up. And apparently many men came and confessed the same sin, that there was a woman in the city that they were mazana with. She was an Eishes Ish. And the Vad couldn't believe what they were listening to. They didn't realize that there was a woman like this in the Shetel. Anyways, they did some bedikos. They started researching it a little bit, and they found out that she was married to a very powerful person. Her shver was a Rosh Hakul. It was a big gevir. And everybody said, don't start up with this guy. Meaning people had known about it, but everybody was afraid to say a word because this person was so powerful. Either way, the Vad felt, but the less brave, they have to do something. I mean, this woman has been machshel people. So they began the process of revealing it to him, and the Yehuda goes through, he was Makabal Eidus on this, so he goes through all the details of exactly how the story played itself out. It was hard for them to get Eidim to come and step forward. Finally, Eidim came, meaning they themselves, there's an element of Eino Demesa Matzmai Rasha. It's not so poshit that they, with their own testimony, can disqualify this woman. But they felt if so many men were mezana with her, there must be Eidim somewhere. Finally, they find Eidim. The problem was, the part of it that's negated to today's daf, is that one of the two Eidim couldn't remember when exactly he saw what he saw. So there were two Eidim that stepped forward. For sure, they both agree that they saw a nice, same exact story. But when they crossed, examine them in the Kabbalah Sa'edos, one person knew when it happened, the other person didn't know when it happened. And they wanted to argue, did these Rabbanim, this Bezdin that was involved, that maybe based on that, you would have no way to accept the Sa'edos. And it's really based on a sugya in the Masechta Sanhedrin. We know the halacha is that when Edom would walk into Bezdin, Bezdin would do bedikos and they would do chakiros. So what were the bedikas and the chakiras? The chakiras, the Mishnah says, sheva chakiras. Be'ezon Shavua, they would ask the Edom, what Shemitah did it happen in? Okay, I mean, it could be happened 20 years ago. Be'ezon Shana, be'ezon Chodesh, be'kama b'chodesh, be'ezon Yoyim, be'ezon Shah, be'ezon Mokoyim. The bedikas were more pointed questions related to the specific situation that was going on. Now the Gemara says, and daf memalo from the days, ma ben chakiris le bedikas, by the chakiris, echad oime eni yodeya, if a person would say eni yodeya, edusam betela. Bedikas, by bedikas, omar echad eni yodeya, afilu shnayim oimrim enonu yoyden, edusam kayem, stalochi is, the edus would be kayem. That's Taloch. So by one of the Sheva Chakiris, like what day it happened, if one of the Edom would say, I don't know, I have no idea,
The halacha is the eitzus would be batal. If it was the bedikos, could you tell me what color hat the person was wearing? So if he says any idea, that doesn't bother me. Chakiris any idea passes the eitzus. Bedikos any idea doesn't pass the eitzus. Frek the gemara mech. Idi v'idi de raisi. They both learned out from a pasuk in the Torah. V'darashta v'chakarta. That's how you know this. They learned that from the same posik. Maishno chakiros and maishno bedikos. Why by chakiros any idea knocks out the edos, and by bedikos it doesn't knock out the edos? Oh malay. So he told him, hachi hashto? What kind of question is that? It's all pashit. Be chakiros, omar echad any idea, edusam betelo. You know why? The habale edoshat yochel azimo. Because it's edus shat yochel azima. Bedikos, Omar echad mehem any idea, edusan kayemes. You know why? Because edus shat yochel azima. By chakiros, you need them to know when it happened. Because all the chakiros have in common, we're discussing when exactly it took place. If the Edom don't know when it took place, you can't be mazin them. If you can't be mazin them, it's Edus shat yochel azima. Mele, Edus is going to be possible. Whereas when it comes to bedikos, it has nothing to do with Edus shat yochel azima. It's shud is halacha v'dorashto v'chakarto. But as it relates to v'dorashto v'chakarto, that doesn't bother me. It's something that we ask them, because maybe we're going to trip them up. But to the extent that they say any idea, das art mechnish, that doesn't bother me. Either way. So this Bezdin that's presiding over this intense case said, I think we can knock out the Seidus, because one of the Edom said any idea. And to the extent that one of the Edom said any idea, that in and of itself is a basis to knock out the Seidus. So the Noida Behuda wrote three tshuvas, and a good chunk of his first tshuva deals with addressing this. What did he say? You're going to have to stay tuned for tomorrow.